AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Breaking news out of South Florida, where a high-speed passenger train crashed into a fire truck, injuring three first responders and about a dozen people on the train.
Looks like a bomb hit it.
Emmanuel Amaral says he was in downtown Delray Beach when he heard the crash.
Parts to the fire truck were stuck in the front of the train. But it split the car right in half. It split the fire truck right in half.
The train is operated by Brightline, which has been involved in dozens of accidents at Florida crossings over the years. Several tornadoes have touched down in the Houston area, damaging homes, fences, and vehicles. The National Weather Service has confirmed at least five twisters. The region has seen a series of storms in recent days. Overseas, Russia's president is not taking responsibility for the crash of a jetliner out of Azerbaijan, but he did apologize. Here's our Neon Kim.
The Azerbaijani airliner was flying from Baku to the Russian Republic of Chechnya on Wednesday. In an official statement, the Kremlin said air defense systems were firing near the area that day due to a Ukrainian drone strike, but stopped short of saying one of those had hit the plane.
Feeling a little stomach sick? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control notes norovirus is on the rise. There have been at least 91 outbreaks just this month. New Year's Eve, quiet or heading out? Our Julie Walker reports.
According to a new poll, nearly 2 in 10 people will be celebrating New Year's Eve at a friend or family's house. 5% plan to go out to a bar, restaurant, or organized event.
A single Mega Millions ticket sold at a Cottonwood, California convenience store will be worth an estimated $1.22 billion. This is AP News. The Pope's Holy Door for the Jubilee.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
La prima porta santa.
This week, Pope Francis kicked off the 2025 Holy Year, a once-in-every-25-year tradition of Jubilee. It's a celebration expected to draw some 32 million pilgrims to Rome. AP's Nicole Winfield has more on what the impact of the Holy Year will be on the city.
I'm standing in front of the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica. This door has a starring role in Pope Francis's Jubilee Year of 2025. The Vatican expects as many as 32 million pilgrims will be coming to Rome and passing through this door. Those who do will receive an indulgence. That is an ancient tradition of the church. It's related to the forgiveness of sins and amounts to a get-out-of-jail-free card. Pilgrims who come to Rome over the course of 2025 will find a city that has undergone 2 years of extensive construction and public works projects.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.